Blog Talk Radio.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
So gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
All right, mic is open now, guys. Welcome to The Grind, man, the realest show ever. Thank you guys for jumping on. Thank you guys for sharing this out. If you haven't shared it out yet, man, share this out. You know, get people on Facebook Live, man. I want to talk about something that I know is really near and dear to everybody's heart. But guess what? It's going to break some people's heart as well. It's also going to upset some people. What else is it going to do? It's going to awaken some people. It's going to restructure some people. It's going to piss some people off. But that's what we do. Man, great morning to all of y'all that are just jumping on, man. Glad to have you guys on The Grind. Grab that cup of coffee. Grab your favorite beverage, whatever it is, man. and let's grind a little bit this morning, because I don't want to keep you long. I want to be very decisive, so I want to hit it, and I want to quit it this morning, because I know you guys have stuff to do. It is Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, right? So you got to go back to work and labor. So you got work to do. Some of you have businesses to build. You know, so do I. But I wanted to drop a quick line to you guys this morning. I'm going to do my Captain Morgan again, prop my foot up. A quick line to you guys this morning and talk about a couple things that I noticed. And for those of you that follow me on, trying to take a look at everything here. Okay, so that's good. Yeah, for those of you that follow me on any social media outlet, you know that I entitled this broadcast Eagles and Crows. Eagles and Crows. I love it, man. The topic all in itself is kind of eyebrow raising, right? Man, I'm trying to figure out the best way to approach this, because I want to say some things, but I don't want to. I'm not going to say I don't want to offend anybody, because I know somebody's going to get offended. But nonetheless, I'm going to say some things, but I want to say this first. I'm not saying this because I'm bitter. I'm not saying this because this happened to me. I'm not saying this because somebody else told me this. I'm saying this and really approaching this topic, guys, because I think it's necessary. And I think we need to get to the point to where we understand, you know, that we need to be about what we talk about. But I entitled this Eagles and Crows. Take a coffee break right quick before I get into this. What's going on, Miss Shelly Sam Beavers? What's going on, young lady? Sean Jackson, Hugh. You, Miss Rochelle Baker, I see you chiming in. So share this out, man. Share this out, because I really, really want you guys to get this. It's been weighing on me for a minute now, but you know, I kind of ignore it and let it ride. But sometimes you just gotta say some things, you know, and get it out of the way, because we say the things that we say, or I say the things that I say on the. What's going on, Hope? Good morning. I say the things that I say on this show not to vent, not to hurt anybody, but to help somebody move to the next level. The situation may be you, or the situation may not be you, right? So I really want to touch on this, because I entitled this Eagles and Crows today, because when you're an eagle, if you say you're an eagle, then eagles have eagle characteristics, right? They do stuff that eagles do. And we all know the term, right? If you're an aspiring entrepreneur, even if you're in corporate America, you've been taught personal development. I remember years and years and years ago, you know, being in PE classes, talking about eagles and eagle vision and things of that nature, you know, how high they soar, and they soar with their wings out because they are in the air most of the time, and they're hunting, and when they're hunting, they conserve energy. I learned about all of that, so we all know what eagles actually do, right? And you know, so I thought about the crow as well, because the crow is a bird also, but it's not an eagle, right? And I'm slowing down, but really want us to get this, and I really want you guys to get it in the spirit that I've seen it in, okay? Because when you liken yourself or compare yourself to something, you have to make sure that you know the characteristics of that thing that you're comparing yourself to, because it's sexy to just say it. It's sexy to say it and say you're this, that, and you know this, you know that, but it's even sexier to do it. So you guys know my motto, but here's the thing, you know, I'm going to bring this home for me and I'll put Pam in as well. Guys, we, you know, Pam and I, we build a business, all right? We don't claim that we have the best business on the planet. We don't claim that we make money. We don't claim that we're the freest people in the world. You know, all we do is we tap into a level of freedom, a level of stability, a level of physicality in things that we do. And we can only speak to the stuff we do. And we stand firm to the fact that, man, we need to be able to show and prove. We need to be the people we are inside of this house. We need to be those same people on the outside of the house. But when we're on the outside of the house, we need to come home and our kids still recognize us from when we were out earlier. So that means we're not putting on a show for anybody else. So when we talk about being eagles, I'm going to get back to the subject matter because I just wanted to say that. When we talk about being eagles, guys, we're talking about how our mindset is. Being an eagle really has nothing to do with your financial status. I mean, it really has nothing to do with your physical status. Those are all byproducts, or those are all post products or post results of the right mental status, right? So if you're an eagle, you became an eagle because of how you think here, not because of how fat your wallet is or how much is in your bank account or how physically well off you are or things of that nature. You're an eagle because of what's here. So if we profess to be eagles, we have to think like eagles. And if you think like an eagle, then you do the things that eagles do, which are called the characteristics of eagles. And then you've got the crow, right? And I'm bringing the crow into this because as an eagle, guys, and some of you on this Facebook Live, some of you on YouTube watching this right now, you're saying, I'm an eagle, right? And if you're an eagle, then you full well know that eagles fly high. Eagles fly very, very high in the sky. Why? They have great vision and they can see more when they fly high, right? So that's how eagles roll. Crows, they don't fly that high. They'll probably pass out if they went that high, right? So crows fly kind of low because the vision is not that great, right? So they want to be able to see things a little better, so they fly lower. Now, before I really get into why I'm saying what I'm saying, guys, I'm going to give you guys some characteristics of a crow, right? Crows are everywhere, first of all. They're all over the world. You know, they're not like certain, like eagles. Some eagles only operate in certain areas, in the very mountainous regions, and every now and then you spot a eagle every now and then. And you're like, oh, that's awesome, look how big the wings are. And you're enamored by it, right? But crows are everywhere. They're all over the world. Guess what a group of, I'm gonna pause for a minute. Guess what a group of crows is called? Somebody, if you know on Facebook Live, tell me what a group of crows is called. And I just want to know if anybody really knows. And here's what I want to do. I'm also going to open the lines up on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, if you want to call in and be on Blog Talk Radio, then you know, call 657-383-1291 and get on Blog Talk Radio, guys, and raise your hand in there. And I'll bring you guys on. And you know, and you guys can make a comment, okay? So there, 657-383-1291, and go ahead and call in. All right. But here's the deal. Crows are called a certain thing when they get in a pack, and I want to see if anybody on Facebook Live has actually told me what a group of crows is. I don't think anybody really knows because nobody really pays attention to the crow. Nobody pays attention to it. Some of you are Googling it right now. Cool. But let me tell you guys what a group of crows is called. A group of crows is called a murder. They call a group of crows a murder, right? So crows, it's a blackbird. For those of you that have never heard of a crow, it's a blackbird, right? And they're actually known for their intelligence. They're adaptable, but they're very loud. They have that loud call. You have that's a crow. It's very, very loud, right? They also have the reputation historically for like eating up people's crops and things of that nature, which is where the scarecrow came from. They'll just ravage the crop, right? I'm going somewhere with this, though. I want you guys to get this. So I'm setting up this way, right? You know, they have a great impact on the crops and things of that nature. Crows are also omnivores, which means, man, they eat nearly anything. I'm talking about small animals, each other, you know, reptiles. They'll eat the eggs of animals. They eat insects, worms. It doesn't matter. They eat it all, right? So whenever you've seen you see roadkill, what do you always see? A crow. Crows are there, pecking away at it. Some places you see vultures there, pecking away at it. Same family, right? So the crow is kind of we can call it a scavenger, but they technically call it an omnivore. It eats everything. There's some other animals that eat other things too. See, I didn't say eagles and chickens because chickens are a little different. Chickens are a lot different than crows. So this is eagles and crows. So those of you that say you're eagles, then you're eagles. You need to know the characteristics of what an eagle really is, right? All right, you're tenacious, you're high flyers, you're eagles. You even nurture. You nurture your young. You nurture. You're very nurturing because you're a teacher. You're a natural born leader, right? But that crow, man, that crow, there's something about that crow that doesn't sit well with anyone, right? Coffee break. So let me bring this thing home a little bit. So as I sit back and I watch, I'm on social media from time to time, and I may scroll through here and there, guys. I don't just sit at home all day on social media. It's just not what I do. People be like, did you get my inbox? And I'm like, oh, did you call me? You know, did you get my text? No, I get a lot of texts throughout the day. Get a lot of inboxes, a lot of DMs, and the people that want to talk to me or they call me on the phone. Or they make light to, I text you, I call you, I text you. Or they may text me a couple times, hey, ding, 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 so I get it. And I check my messages and stuff at certain periods of the day. It's a part of my structuring of my day to be productive, right? So when I look at, what is this? Let me make sure nobody's trying to. When I look at, some people can't get on Be Live, but hold on, everybody. Hold on one sec. There we go. All right, needed to respond to that. So why am I talking about crows and eagles? Because, I go through my day, guys. And thanks, Tawana, bless them, as YouTube is open as well, thegrindradio.com. I go through my messages, periodically throughout the day. But when I do scroll and I see certain things, I see people that have professed through either their posts or through them verbally saying, have professed to be eagles, still being concerned about what crows are doing. People that are quote unquote eagles. They've said they're eagles. They profess to be eagles. They've said they have the mindset of an eagle. I'm an eagle. I soar. I just soar effortlessly. Are saying and doing. And it's hard for me. It's hard for me to really process that and understand it, because I know as a person that the mentality that I have, I soar so high. And I'm not saying this to say, guys, that I'm better than all of you on this. Not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that mentally, guys, I soar so high to a point to where I don't even hear what the crows are really saying. I don't really know. I get on my social media and I scroll through and I try to block out certain things, that unfollow people that are just being negative. But you still get exposed to it. Now and then, the crow, the eagle has the swoop down. But when he swoops down, he always swoops down for a reason. He swoops down because there's something down that he wants, and he's going to eat it. That's what he wants to do. Now, I believe that there are a few different types of eagles. All right, they're the eagles that swoop down, and they're hungry, so they want to eat. Right, they're the eagles that swoop down and they need to get food for their young, and they take it back to the young to eat. Right. But in the industry of whatever you do, and this mindset that makes you that eagle, we've got eagles that swoop down because somehow they've heard what people are saying about them, or they feel a little self-conscious about what people are saying. Now, let me flip the script a little bit, because let me say it this way. I don't really address stuff like this that often, because, be honest with you, I try to separate myself from it. And when you have eagles that are flying, and if you're an eagle, if you're on this broadcast this morning, and you're an eagle, then why are you so concerned about what the crows are doing? And some of you are saying, I'm not a crow. Well, then maybe you are. If you think you're a crow, if you think I'm talking to you, then maybe you're a crow. What do crows do? Remember, I said that a group of crows is a murder. Crows simply murder everything in group fashion. Some people have a crow mentality, and they've had a crow mentality all their life thus far. They're going to have a crow mentality for the rest of their life. It's just who they are. They're scavengers. That's just what they do. So they're always try and kick up dust. They're going to always try and say things to bring the eagle off of the nest down to their level, because they can't fly that high. And for all of my eagles that are on this broadcast this morning, you should understand that there is no glory in reveling on the level that the crows murder on. That's not your level. I see people social media that are addressing every little thing. I don't know if it's paranoia. I don't know what it is. I don't know who's DMing them and in their psyche, but they feel as if they gotta address every little comment, every little thing, and they feel like they gotta come on. And it's let me tell you what success will start to do for you guys. This is what, when you start to ascend from level to level, there's always going to be the pulling of gravity. And there's going to be that little whisper in your ear that says, such and such don't like you. Such and such doesn't like you. They're talking about you. They're saying this. They're saying that. We call that paranoia. It happens. As you're rising through the ranks, ladies and gentlemen, this happens. Don't let it bother you. It's normal. People are going to talk about you. When you're ascending and you're no longer one of them, they want you back. They want you to be average and mediocre just like them. So what's the only weapon they have? It's hatred. It's backbiting. It's backstabbing. That's the only weapon that they have. And if you respond to it, guess what? It happens more and more. Personally, I don't really know who's talking about me, nor do I care. It doesn't matter to me. Because if you're talking behind my back, exactly where you need to be, behind me. And I'm cool. I'm moving forward. I'm moving up. If you're pulling me from below, you can't pull me down, because I'm moving up with such force, you can't pull me down. But I want all my eagles on this broadcast to understand to not be caught up in this trap. Stop allowing people on social media to throw you off your game. Stop addressing the concerns, the backbiting, the attempted murders, the homicides of crows. Why? The only reason you respond to that stuff is maybe you're still a crow. And thank God this is the realest show ever, because I can say that on this show, because we would much rather hurt your feelings a little bit than harm your future. And somebody needed to hear. Somebody needs to know that you have to check yourself. What are you really? You're saying you're an eagle, but you're exhibiting crow characteristics. Because you can't say that you're a crow and you're exhibiting eagle characteristics. They don't go together. You can say you're an eagle, and you can still be a crow. So what I was saying earlier, ladies and gentlemen, this is all about you actually being a person that you say you are, not allowing the small stuff. We always say, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't worry about the naysayers, the backbiters. But when you say that, you really believe it. When you say that, do you really understand what you're saying? Do you really understand that you're opening yourself up to attacks when you say you're not concerned about the attack? I know full well that when I say it, I'm opening myself up for attacks. I'm probably going to DM from this episode, people saying, you know, well, I'm not a crow. And I'm just going to look at it, laugh, and delete it. I'm not going to address it, because if you gotta tell me that you're not a crow, then you're probably a crow. So you have to ask yourself, guys, go into the mirror and look and say, what am I? Am I an eagle or am I a crow? And here's the productive side of this, right? Coffee break. Here's the productive side of this. The whole thing is productive, but sometimes you got to stay hard enough and to get the good lessons. The productive side of this, guys, is that you have to know who you are enough to know that I'm flying so high that if the only way they can really get me is if I come down to their level. So, but when I come out of my nest, I'm swooping down and I'm going to eat. I'm not coming down to chatter, to talk about people. I'm not coming down to gossip and backbite. You know what I always say? If you're the person and there's always drama constantly around you, you're either the initiator, the actuator, or the perpetuator of that drama. That means you're putting it out, or you're taking it from everybody, and you're the spindle, and you're spitting it out, or you're perpetuating it. You're the person just constantly talking about it to everybody and perpetuating it. And this is the first word of a person that's a consummate gossiper. I'm not supposed to tell you this. Or don't tell nobody but. When somebody say that, ladies and gentlemen, pretty much make note, that's the person that you really don't want to tell anything that you don't want told. Now, I use gossipers to get the word out. If I want something told, I know who to tell. But you guys got to be smart. If you say you're eagles, then be an eagle. Soar high enough to where the small stuff doesn't sweat you. I put out a post the other day, and it said, when once you've been awakened, you have no concern. You have no desire to persecute, ridicule, or judge those that are still asleep. That's not people that are awake. That's not what we do. So when you're awake, guys, you operate, you resonate on a different frequency. And because you resonate on a different frequency, it's just like the radio. It's just like this broadcast, guys. It's just like this broadcast. If you operate on a different frequency, you dial in here on the grind, then there's no way that you can hear all of that stuff if you're on the grind. If you're on the radio and you're down to 1024, how do you do that? Not unless you have two radios. So you listen to two things at one time. Focus. It's called FOCUS, guys. Follow one course until successful. Listen to your station, resonate on your frequency. And then you'll find other people that are on the same frequency. And now you guys are of like mindset. Now you guys can talk about the same thing. Now you guys can actually grow together, build together. Now you guys can get healthy and wealthy together. But you got to be on the right frequency, right? You got to be on the right frequency. If you're not on the right frequency, ladies and gentlemen, then it doesn't matter who you say you are or what you say you are. You're still a crow. I don't know any other way to say that, guys. You know, so I want to wrap this thing up, but I do want to play a song for you guys right quick, and I'll come back and put the final cherry on top of the cake, or the nail in the coffin, whatever you guys want to call it. We're helping somebody this morning. Somebody's understanding that, you know what, I maybe have to assess who I am and how I function, how I operate on my job, how I operate in my business, right? How I do what I do. And if that's you, ladies and gentlemen, then do that, because I believe that it's necessary, right? So, but I know that God looks good on you. Keep figuring this thing out, man. We'll be right back as soon as Canton Jones gets.
Ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Y'all looking good.
God looks good on you.
It's not your head.
That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, everybody, welcome back to The Grind. Let me do something here really quickly, because getting a lot of messages that nobody can see me. So let's do this. I want to jump on the regular Facebook here. Let's do that. Let's go here. One sec, guys. I want to see if I can get this thing pumping the traditional way. There we go. Let's try this right here. I want to see if I can bring people in on the regular way. I tried my other fancy way, but now we want to try the regular way. Vivian Deng, I saw you, young lady, on the other platform. Thank you for jumping on. Jump on my regular live platform. Reconnect. And we're gonna wrap this up. I'll do a quick rehash. And as I said, thank you, Vivian. I see you jumping back on. I saw you on the other broadcast. I've been having problems with people actually getting on the other one. So I wanted to jump on the regular Facebook Live. So everybody on YouTube. I think we're clicking good on YouTube. You guys got the entire message. You know, thank you guys for jumping on. I'll rehash a little bit because I think we have some issues with with Facebook, and everybody that chimed in on Facebook on the Be Live platform was able to actually hear me for the last 30 minutes. But I think there's a connection issue with that platform. So I'm gonna let a couple people jump on here on the live, and I'll rehash really briefly for you guys on what we actually talked about this morning, because I don't want you guys to miss that. I think there's a lot of value in what I was just talking about. So for those of you that actually were on the last broadcast for the last almost 30 minutes, guys, you know that we were talking about crows, actually eagles and crows. So you know, some of you are jumping on now, but I wanted to rehash that right quick because I went into the whole thing talking about the characteristics of eagles and the characteristics of crows and how we have to be the same people that we say we are. We have to operate on the same frequency that we say we're operating on, right? We have to focus. But you've got eagles and you've got crows. Eagles fly high. They have great vision. They swoop down when they're hungry, and they swoop down when they need to get food to feed their young. But they're majestic birds. They're not everywhere. We all contrast that with crows. Crows are omnivores. They eat about anything. They're scavengers. Crows, they're murder. It's called murder. A group of crows is called a murder. And that's the technical term for a group of crows. So the whole comparison between the two birds, ladies and gentlemen, was you have to make your determination on what are you. What are you? You're an eagle or you a crow? And a lot of people are so concerned that say they're eagles, you're very concerned about what's going on with the crows. And you swoop down long enough to be in on the crow level and wondering why you're getting murdered. You're wondering why you're swooping down because you heard that the crows, somebody that knows somebody told you that the crows were talking about you. Somebody told you that knows somebody that's the cousin and the sister and the uncle to the brother that told you that somebody is talking about you. So you decided to swoop down and set the record straight. You decided that you were no longer going to have the characteristics of an eagle, and you were going to all of a sudden go down to crow vision. Guys, last time I checked, the only time eagles swoop down out of the air from their high perches, guys, or their high soaring in the air is when they wanted to eat. But if you fly down as an eagle and you just want to fly down and try to be with the crows and try and set the crows straight and fight the crows and just do what you want to do to try and, defend your own honor, your own good name, then, guys, you're going to get murdered by the crows. It just is this. That's why they call them a group of crows. They call them a murder. So guys, we have to be careful as whoever we are, because everybody talks about, I'm an eagle. And I talked about this earlier when I was saying, guys, it doesn't, you know, I know Pam and I, we built a business, and I said, we don't claim to have the best business. We don't claim to make the most money. We don't claim to be the best people in the world every single day. But one thing I do know is that we are the same people here as we are when we go outside of this house, that around, outside and in. We're the same people. So I'm not defending anything that for Pam and I. I'm simply saying that what I've seen so many people that says they're eagles, they keep flying down, worrying about what the crows are saying. When you're already so high, they can't even touch you. Why are you even concerned? You're supposed to even be able to hear what they're saying. But somebody told you that somebody said, oh, we've got this fancy thing now called called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of these different social media outlets, guys, they're a necessary evil. They're not going anywhere, right? They're just going to get more and more intense. So you have to find your spot in it. What is it that you want from these different outlets? Are you going to allow them for you to start scrolling through them and start seeing this and seeing that, and you just automatically get this premonition that they're talking about you? It really doesn't matter is what I'm saying. At the end of the day, if you're an eagle, I've told you guys, eagle, being an eagle has everything to do with mindset. It doesn't have anything to do with how much money you have. Doesn't have anything to do with how pretty you are. Doesn't have to do anything. It doesn't have to do anything with you know, how many this or how many that you have, your cars, your houses. It doesn't have anything to do with being an eagle. All of that stuff is the post rewards, the post symptoms of having eagle, the eagle mindset. And I know some people that got all of that stuff and don't even think like an eagle. It just happened. Some things just happened and they're still thinking like crows, and it's only a matter of time before they lose it, right? So we're talking about eagles and crows this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Are you an eagle or are you a crow? And if what I'm saying right now is offending you, you just may be you just need to be a crow. Think about it. If you're an eagle, why do you keep swooping down concerned about what crows are doing? It does not matter. And I wanted to come on and I wanted to say this because I see people being disturbed about what people are saying about them. Honestly, I'm gonna be quite honest with you guys. If people are saying stuff about Pam and I, we don't even know. And here's the most important thing. We don't even care. Because we run with eagles. We run with people that have the mindset that says, it doesn't matter what people are saying about me. I know what my vision is. I know what I'm focused on. I'm following one course and so successful. It doesn't matter what people below me are saying. We're not saying we're better than everybody else. Look it up. What we are saying is that, guys, we fly so high mentally that it doesn't concern us what happens below us. It doesn't concern us. And if this conversation is offending, you just may be a crow. You just may be a crow. We talked about the fact that crows are omnivores. They eat everything. A group of crows is a murder. Everything that they see, they'll even eat each other. Are you a crow or are you an eagle? Eagles, guys, the vision that eagles have has nothing to do with whether or not you have a ton of money right now or a nice house or a super nice car. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's here. So as a man thinketh, so is he. So how are you thinking? That's where you determine whether you're an eagle. It's not every time somebody posts something on social media, you feel, let me get him, let me get her. You know, I heard you, just this person saying this. Or you start feeling a little paranoid. We talked about how when you start to rise, guys, when you start to ascend, we talked about how the gravity is going to get more and more intense. And if you know that the pull is going to be there, don't respond to the pull. Keep rising. Don't allow people to pull you down, because when they say things to you and it gets your attention and it takes you off course, you just set yourself up for what we call the okey-doke. You just set yourself up for it to happen again. So, guys, eagle vision is what we really wanted to bring out today, just being an eagle as opposed to being a crow, okay? If you're not a crow, then guys, this conversation didn't affect you. You already knew that, you know, I'm an eagle. My mindset is an eagle. I'm not backbiting. I'm not backstabbing. I'm not gossiping about people. I'm not talking about people because they've had a lot of success that I have not. I'm not talking about people because they've got something that I want that I don't feel I can have. I'm not talking about people because of this or the other thing. All I'm doing is trying to reach my goals. And if I can say anything to you guys this morning, I would say just continually stay on your grind. Stay your course. Because if you get out of line, guys, you may miss your number being called. And when you miss your number being called, you know it means, right? It means you got to pull another number and you got to get in the back of the line. A lot of people quit and they're 3 feet from breakthrough. We call that 3 feet from goal. You quit and you're 3 feet from your breakthrough. You can't get where you're going because you having to keep taking numbers and you keep saying, my turn, it's my turn, it's my turn. But you go from this place to that place trying to figure out, oh, is this it? Is that it? Oh, how is that? I got this. No, I don't have that. Okay, do this again. Oh, I see you. And then you start, you turn into a crow and you start backbiting everybody and you start trying to bring everybody else down instead of concentrating on making yourself higher. Guys, I always say we don't rise to look down on anybody. We don't shine to blind anybody. We rise and we shine. Oh, you should look to rise and shine so that you can show everybody that it can be done and you can illuminate the path to what you just did. And if you're not making it better, then you're making it worse. If you're not a part of the solution, then you're a part of the problem. You have to decide which one you want to be. Make a decision. Once you make a decision, if you're going to be a crow, man, be the best crow you can be. But if you're going to be an eagle, be the best eagle that you can be. Stop procrastinating. Stop saying you're going to do something and you don't. Stop every time you start to do something, then all of a sudden you get thrown off, you know, because you feel as if, you know, you deserve something else. I'm going to have a transparent moment. Me and Pam were having a conversation last night, and it was funny because I was telling her, I said, man, you know, I went into the store the other day, and I went in there to get one thing, but I said, I know what people go through when you veer off the course, right? Because I typically don't go into convenience stores. Because I just don't think there's anything in convenience stores that are going to be good for me. If there are a few good things in there, there's way more bad things in there that'll distract me than good things. But this day, I went inside of the convenience store. Why? Because I had this, I needed, for some reason, man, I just needed a piece of chocolate. I just needed a piece of chocolate. I was having this sweet craving, right? All right, and guys, we have to be honest. I know this happens to everybody, right? I was having this sweet craving, and I just said, I just need a piece of chocolate. So I walked in, and man, I saw all of this chocolate. Man, all this chocolate. I mean, I'm talking all different types of chocolate. I'm like, I'm in chocolate heaven. So I'm like, wow, look. And I said, you know what? I want a Hershey's with almonds because I like almonds. And I didn't see the little one anymore, right? I didn't see the little one. All I saw was the king size one. Everything is king size these days. So I went in and I grabbed the king size and I told myself, I'm only going to eat a little bit and I'll put the rest up for a whole nother day, right? But then I started to look a little harder. Then I saw the small one, right? The regular size one. So I grabbed that. And I went and I grabbed some boiled peanuts. And I told Pam this, we were laughing last night, right? And Pam was like, I know, it's crazy, right? So we were laughing about it. And I said, I grabbed some boiled peanuts, you know? And then I came home and I said I was going to eat a little piece of that chocolate. I said I was only going to eat a couple of those peanuts. Man, I ate that whole Hershey's bar. Thank God it wasn't the king size one, but I ate the whole Hershey's bar and I ate the whole, it took me, I ate three quarters of that thing of boiled peanuts. And there was only a quarter left. I ate those later that day. So I ate the whole thing. So they make it convenient for you to fail. But it was my fault. I went into the wrong place expecting success. I turned my truck over to the store, didn't even need gas, parked, went in, and got the wrong thing. Ate it all. Man, I felt so bad. Pam confessed. Pam was like, you know, yeah, you know, those such and such. I stopped and got some of those the other day. And I knew I shouldn't have been eating them. She said, because I knew going to get a headache, and as soon as I started eating them, I got a headache, you know, because sugar isn't something that we do on a regular basis like that. We rarely, you know, eat sugar like that. We try to have sugar and salt. So, and I told Pam, I said, you know, when it's easy to get off track, and when you let it in, when you let the sugar in, you let the salt back in, it comes back in with vengeance. When you eat one piece of candy, all of a sudden it triggers that craving sense again. And now you start craving other stuff. I was telling Pam, I said, I'm craving some sugar. I'm craving some sugar. So instead, I grabbed some OJ. I grabbed a little bit of orange juice. I said, you know, this will cut my sugar craving. But guys, I had to do something because I missed the boat. But I had to get myself back on. Guys, you're gonna come off course. There's gonna be those times when you want to swoop down and you want to address the crows. You want to flaunt what you have. You want to set them straight. You want to that it ain't what you think it is. I'm this and I'm that. It doesn't matter what they think. It really doesn't. It matters what you think. It matters what are your goals? What are you really achieving? How far are you into your goals? The time you take to swoop down, ladies and gentlemen, and try to address all of the crows is when you get murdered. There's a reason why they call a group of crows a murder. That's when you get murdered, because you don't operate on that level. It's too many of them. You can't address them all. You will go crazy trying to fight all the crows. Let the crows be the crows. They do a good job. Remember what I told you. Eagles don't eat other eagles, right? Crows eat other crows. They will eat any and everything they can get their mouth on. So if you're a crow, let the crows, guys, let the crows fight each other. That's what crows do. Don't give them the glory of you coming down with your majestic wings. You're flying, soaring high, and you come down, and you're this beautiful bird, and you're like, I got an 8-foot wingspan, and I'm going to come down and poke my chest out, and I'm going to tell you exactly, you know, what's going on up in Eagle Land and how this and how that is. And now the whole time you're down there standing tall, you got a group of crows around you waiting to murder you. And you shouldn't have been down there in the beginning. Mindset is everything, ladies and gentlemen. Figure out exactly what mindset you actually have. And if you don't have the mindset of the eagle, then don't have the mindset of the crow. Okay? There is no in between. Okay? There is no in between. There is no gray area. All right? There is only cold or hot. Decide which one you're going to be, ladies and gentlemen, and you won't have to worry about it. I want to read a few comments if my computer is going to act right. And that's why I try to jump on the Be Live, ladies and gentlemen, because I know that live I can get the contrary word, but it doesn't work for everybody. What's going on, Miss Sabrina Wright? I see you, young lady, waving at you. Thank you for jumping on the grind. Man, great to hear from you. Miss Jacqueline Shaw, good morning to you. Man, what's going on, Mr. Eddie Stinks? I see you. And now Miss Pam McCray is calling me, but nonetheless. Miss Vicky Durr, what's going on, young lady? Jacqueline Shaw says, I'm an eagle. Hold on, let me see something. Let's see what. Pam McCray, you are live on the grind, young lady.
I am. You're still on the grind.
I'm still on the grind. What do you want to say, since you're on the grind, what do you want to say to the people? I hear you. I hear you. You want to tell everybody on the ground about what's going on?
No. I just
want to
say afternoon, live with the eagle.
You trying to say you want a mimosa? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Pam McCray is having one of them mornings. I told y'all.
It happens
to the best of us. Still driving. She gets out and she takes the kids, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays as I do the grind. It's a team effort around here, but she's having one of those mornings. And we're talking about, you know, that eagle vision.
Yeah, wait a minute. I didn't even have coffee this morning.
No coffee this morning. Wow. Wow. But you took responsibility, right? You're taking responsibility for that, right? She's not blaming nobody. It's her fault.
Nobody but myself.
Totally her
nobody
fault.
Nobody but myself.
All right.
Go ahead. I appreciate being live on the grind. Definitely can't wait to listen to more of the show.
All right. So we're going to get ready to get off and jump on the Wake Up and Win and hear you this morning so you can vent to everybody on the Wake Up and Win as well. Make sure you tell them the same thing you just told the grind, okay? But they know. All right? So,
all right.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much, sweetheart.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, So guys, you know, that's the gist of it, man. You know, I see you guys are commenting, 3 seats from gold, Lisa Farrell says, Vicky Durr says, block it out of your mind. My time is precious. Out of mind. That's right. Don't turn your car over to get the chocolate. Don't listen to the naysayers, guys. It's important. It really is, because it can stop you from actually moving and, you know, and ascending, guys, to where you want to be. I know that's a big word. Some people are saying, you know, I'm ascending. Yes, that's the human. That's the essence of who we are as humans. We look to ascend, and we only do that. We can only really flow in that as when we get free. When we feel free is when we ascend the quickest and the highest, guys. Okay, and that's a whole nother show. Mindset is everything. Lisa Farrell says mind over matter. Vicky says, man, thank you guys for the comment. Yeah, she said mimosas. That's right, Val. She said she wanted a mimosa. Mimosa needed yesterday, Lisa Farrell said. Jacqueline Shaw said she had, I took my NRG and had to stop myself from walking outside. I know, that's right. 3 miles. Yeah, that NRG is no joke. So what else we got? We look to ascend when we feel free. Absolutely. That's what happens. So guys, let's wrap this thing up. I want you guys to get back to work. You know, at Labor Day is over. Now you got to go back to work, including myself. But, man, be an eagle. Be an eagle. Man. Stop letting everybody pull you down. Stop worrying about everything you see on social media. You don't have to attack all of the haters and naysayers and backbiters. Just let them be crows, man. That's what they do. You just don't want to be a part of the crow club, so be a part of the eagle club, okay? Guys, soar high, man. That's what we do over here. We soar high. Guys, man, I love y'all. Thank you for chiming into the grind this morning, man. You guys could have been doing absolutely anything in the world that you wanted to do, but you chose, man, to chime in here in the grind. I made the second part of the show on the regular Facebook so I could address you guys. I know a lot of people didn't actually get on the grind on the Be Live platform. You know, here we are right now, guys. Here we are right now. So stay together, guys, and keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Nobody stop you. And whatever you do, man, whatever you do, do not fly down to crow level, all right? Because if you fly down to crow level, it's going to be a wrap for you, man. God bless you guys. I love y'all, man. We'll see you guys on the next show. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday. Every Tuesday and Thursday, guys, at 8 a.m. Tell somebody about grind, all right? And don't go back and forth, man, talking to people about nonsense, all right? Don't do it. Love you guys, man. See you guys next time.
The grind.
It's the grind.
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.